Hey, peace of the Lord be with you. I have the coolest job in the world. Coolest, hands down. And one of the reasons why it's so cool is I get to sit and hear your stories and how God is working in your life, and for a season get to walk shoulder to shoulder before you launch off and do amazing things. But one of the reasons why I also love my job is I also get to sit and listen to the stories of our professors, of our staff. And it's often amazing and humbling to actually hear how how God has been at work in the lives of our faculty. And this morning, I want to introduce one of my new favorite people in the Hope community. She is somebody who has been following God's instinct in her life, and God has brought her to the chemistry department here at Hope College. Let's give it up for the chemistry department here at Hope College. Yes. These are the people who make cool things. I got a chance to go through a lab last week, and it was just, there are lots of cool toys in the chemistry department. Very cool. But I got to sit and listen to this professor's story, and it was amazing to hear how her story has been shaped by the Apostles' Creed, what we've been working through this semester, and how this ancient confession of the church has had a very intimate formation in her life. Would you please welcome and give a warm and energetic Hope College welcome to our own beloved Beth Anderson from the chemistry department.
Hi there. I am excited to be here this morning to share a little bit of my story with you. I'm in my second year here at Hope College, and when I introduce my students to myself on that first day, I give them a little bit of my academic testimony. And so on that day, I tell them about some of the markers when I was 10 years old that I pretty well knew I was going to grow up to be a nerd. And I tell them about some of the highlights. Yeah. Some of the highlights in my scientific journey. Well, today the focus, as you can imagine, is a little different. And so I'm going to tell you a few of the highlights from my spiritual journey. And I've got 10 minutes here to do it. So it's going to be like a tour where you see kind of the marker next to the picture. So you only get tidbits of my story. But I hope there's some bits that you can pick up and that will encourage you. I'm going to focus on two pivotal events in my college experience. I'm born and raised in Alabama, and so I chose to go to college at a school very similar to Hope. It's called Samford University. It's in Birmingham, Alabama. And it's similar to Hope both in size, and it's also a liberal arts Christian college. And while I was there, I got really involved in student ministries. And early on, it was very common for people to ask me questions like, are you a Christian? Do you follow Jesus? And my response would be, yes. And their very next question would be, well, when did you make a decision to follow Christ? Or when is your spiritual birthday? And those were foreign questions to me. You see, this was a Baptist college, and I didn't come from that faith tradition. And as you can imagine, I would answer those questions by saying, well, I've been a Christian for my whole life. Or, well, when I was about 12 years old, I went through a confirmation class, and that's when I became a member of the church. And these answers never really seemed to satisfy them. And as you can imagine, in this type of faith dialogue, that could have, I suppose, caused me to, like, feel judged and to judge them in return. But instead, that I'm very thankful that that encouraged me instead to say, okay, God, I know that I'm in a relationship with you. I know that I've been walking with you for a very long time. Can you show me some of those points in my journey where you intersected? What were some of those significant turning points in my life where I was growing with you? And so I'm just going to share with you right now two of those moments in my story. I grew up in a home where my mother took me to church each Sunday, and my father was not at all involved. One of the core rules in my house is you never talk about politics or religion, okay? And yet I was each Sunday taken to this church, and I was surrounded by this community of believers. And somehow, even at the young age of 4, God had got a hold of my heart. And I remember at the age of 4 believing that there was a God who heard my prayers. In the words of a 4-year-old, I can still remember, I need to close my eyes when I pray, because when I close my eyes, I can focus and I can talk to God, And I need to be quiet when I pray so that I can listen and I can hear God respond in my heart to my prayers. So at the young age of 4, by the grace of God alone, there was a young girl whose heart was turned towards him. I grew up in a very liturgical church, which means that each Sunday we walked through the same order of worship, and about the only thing that changed were the decorations, the vestments that hung from the pulpit, right? Some of you are from these types of denominations. And so every Sunday we sang the Gloria Patri. We spoke the Lord's Prayer, and in particular, I heard the Apostles' Creed read every Sunday. And then when I was old enough to read myself, I would read along, and then pretty soon, I had it memorized myself. And so these were words that I had heard echoed again and again in a routine way. Then when I was 12 years old, in the 7th grade, at this church, that was the point when your Sunday school class became the confirmation class. And so I remember within this confirmation class, there were lots of different lessons about the history of church, about other faith traditions. We attended other places of worship. I learned about why the colors changed on the vestments hanging from the pulpit. But the lesson that really sticks with me is the lesson where the Apostles' Creed was broken down for me. I remember where I was sitting in the room. I remember the window to my right, the tree right outside, the parking lot, and then the white Methodist church in the background. I remember where I was sitting as that creed was broken down phrase by phrase and explained to me and brought to life in a new way that I had never heard. And as that was happening within me, every bit of me was resonating. Yes, I believe this. Yes, I affirm this. That would be what I would say was the moment when I made a commitment to follow Christ. Since then, and while I was in high school, lots of adventures from high school, but not quite the time to tell you them, I did continue to grow in a prayer life and my desire to study God's word, okay? But the Apostles' Creed was really the turning point for me. There was something very powerful there in declaring what it was that I believed. And so I took that first question that I had early on in being a part of this new faith tradition to look back and to look back at the moments of where I had made a decision to follow Christ. I then, later on in my college career, was attending a church that encouraged us to preach the gospel daily. They encouraged us to preach the gospel daily, first of all, to ourselves, and second of all, with actions and, if necessary, with words, to the world around us. Well, I remember that being something that really stuck with me, and I wanted to make a commitment. It was in the spring. I wanted to make a commitment to do that upcoming summer. And so that summer, I went off to the University of Florida to do some research. I had about a mile and a half walk between the apartment that they had put me up in and the science building. And so there was a lot of time to be thinking. I didn't have an iPod. They weren't around back then. No cell phone. And so there was a lot of just quiet time. I don't remember the morning walks at all. I am not a morning person, okay? But I remember vividly those walks in the afternoons. I remember it would be after a thunderstorm had passed through, which is daily happening in Florida. The steam was rising from the ground. The lizards are skittering across my path. And I remember preaching the gospel to myself. And sometimes that looked like the Romans Road, which some of you know, right? We have all fallen short. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, right? And that leads us to the biggest but in the Bible, which is the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. Sometimes that would be how I would preach the gospel to myself, and I would remember. Sometimes it would be me just thinking through the life of Christ. But oftentimes, I needed something even deeper than that. And the creed, the Apostles' Creed, it came back to me, okay? I remembered it once again, and it became for me an outline. It became for me a place where I would start, and I would say, what does it mean, first and foremost, to believe something. What does that mean? Is that just a head thing? Or is that me all out, full on, trusting, relying upon? I believe in God. What does it mean that there's a God? I believe in a God who is a father and a good father, one who gives bread and water, not scorpions and snakes or stones, but a good father, a God who calls himself gracious and compassionate, abounding in love. He's an almighty God, and he is creator of all of this world, from the mountains and the ocean and the lakes that I like to look upon to the very little nano things that I study. And so the creed became for me a framework through which I could look at what are the things that I believe at the core of myself, and how can I look at the circumstances of my life through this lens. I have a few more stories that I would be glad to share with you at some point about how this creed has continued to serve as a lifeline for me. My life has had dark spots. There have been moments of depression and heartache. And in those moments when there are no words that I can even begin to say to God, the Apostles' Creed has oftentimes been the place where I start. The Apostles' Creed has served as the wrestling mat for me with God. It has served as a light. It's not a magic spell. It doesn't make everything better, but it is a framework by which I approach these times of suffering in my life. And I've seen suffering bring about perseverance. Perseverance, what does it bring about? Character, right? And character brings about a hope that does not disappoint us. And that hope that does not disappoint us, the guarantee of that is the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit. It is the deposit, it is the pledge upon your life of the hope that is to come. And so my prayer for you today, Hope College, is that you would continue to remember the places of God's faithfulness in your life, the places where he's intersected with you, that you will remember who he is and who he has called you to be, and that as you are remembering his faithfulness, that that will empower you and equip you in the Holy Spirit to step forward in faith. And so thank you for allowing me to share a little bit about what God has done in my life. And so now, I pray that you would go in peace. I pray that you would be more deeply rooted in the love and the grace and the goodness of this God, and that that would overflow into your lives. I pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.